everyone. I know it's been a while. I've been busy with my place, and I had a new recording setup. I don't know if you can tell, but I did get a new mic, so I'm hoping that I can use it, and I'm using it right now, and it's right next to my bed. I usually don't have a microphone that's next to my bed, so this is gonna be interesting, but I figured that it would be better if it was next to bed so that I can relax easier. And today we're going to just be casual and answer a lot of questions. So, as you know, most likely, I reached 1,000 followers, and that's a lot to me. I haven't had 1,000 followers on a lot of things, so it's a big number to me. I want to celebrate by answering a bunch of questions. So there's a second half to this, because there's going to be two AMAs. This one is more full of the safe for work answer and responses to these questions, because I don't think they would fit in another AMA where I do much more naughtier things. So this is not gonna be as lewd, but that's okay. But let's get into it. Thank you so much for following. That does mean a lot, and I hope that this is as fun for you as it is for me. So let's get into it. The first question that I listed here is, can we phone sex? Nope. I'm sorry. But no, I'm not really interested in that. This is something that I do by myself. And the next question that we have is, how did you get into creating audios? And when did you start? I got into creating audios shortly after finding the subreddit. I actually found this through FSA. If you know, then you know. But I like being on Reddit more because I can do things at my own pace and everything is kind of semi-organized. I was aware of lewd audios for a while. But I didn't actually get into making them until, I want to say just the end of 2020. So somewhere around there, I got into actually starting to do it. I just wanted to see if I could, and if I could make someone else happy with how I sound. So that's how I got into it. Favorite genre of music and artist? Don't really have one that I can pinpoint, but I am a person that likes 8-bit. I am a person that likes definitely more techno than anything. So if it's techno or dance, then if it's something that I can groove to. But I'm unfortunately not very memorable with a lot of names. God. How did I spend my 4th of July? So I asked to collect questions way at the beginning of July, so that's why that's being asked. But I spent my 4th of July inside, just with a small group of friends, and we had some good food. Do I like Sprite? I do like Sprite. That's probably my favorite soda, but I do not drink soda very often. I drink a lot of tea instead. Did you know that swallowing a load is high in protein? I did. I don't do it as often as I should, but anyway. Doorknobs. Yes, doorknobs. It's just in all caps and a lot of question marks. Doorknobs. Next is, would you ever fuck a fan? I don't plan to, and I don't quite feel comfortable thinking about it. Just because the world is scary, and I don't really want to risk something like that, and I'm quite prudent in real life, so this is kind of my one place to let loose. Next is, what are your thoughts on bad dragon sex toys? I kind of think they're cool. I'm really interested in their egg-laying ones, just because I'm really curious how that feels and what it's like, but I don't own one. That may or may not change, but as it stands, I do not own one, but I think they're cool. Have I ever filled out a kink questionnaire? I have. I don't really memorize the results, though. I know that the famous BDSM one is a popular one, and I should fill that out sometime. Maybe that's an audio idea. But I haven't filled one out recently, but I know that I'm definitely on the sub side of things. Would I ever record myself peeing? Probably not. It unfortunately does not line up with my own kinks, and so I'll probably never record that. Did I enjoy losing my virginity? I did. I did it with somebody that I trusted very much, and that's all I can really ask for. We were safe, and it was incredibly awkward, but it was probably as smooth as it could have gone, and I'm really thankful for that. What is my favorite cookie? I am really basic, and I really like chocolate chip cookies. That's, yeah, there's not much to that. I'm very basic. I like cookies a lot. If you ever present a cookie to me, then I'll gladly accept it without question. Do I like jokes during sex? And what is my favorite joke? I don't have a favorite joke, just because I'm terrible with remembering that stuff, but I do like jokes during sex. Sex should be fun, and whatever you take as fun, as long as both people agree that it is fun, then you should do it. Any weirder fetishes, mainly art-focused, like BBW, TFS, FUDA, etc.? Can't really think of anything off the top of my head. Non-human, I guess. Oviposition. Horror-themed, sci-fi-themed. That's about it. I'm not huge into FUDA. I'm not huge into hyper or fur. Yeah, that's about it. Pretty darn vanilla as far as that goes. What is my favorite type of response from a listener to one of your audios? My favorite are the anonymous confessions that go into my anonymous inbox. There are some absolutely filthy things that you guys think about me, and I love reading all of them. I can't respond to all of them individually, even though I would love to do that, but those are my favorite things. I read them all the time, and they, let's just say they really motivate me to record more. So that's my favorite type of response. But the next after that are comments, because I like attention, and comments help give me attention, so. But anonymous confessions, for sure. Especially if it's something like a certain thing that made you really horny, or if you came while listening to me. those are the best kinds of responses. Okay, I need to move on. Can we expect more Little Sister audios soon? Yes, I really like recording Little Sister audios because I think they match my voice. And so if I can keep making good audios with that kind of prompt, just like something that fits me, then I will definitely do more. Do I have an actual brother? I do not have an actual brother. And that's all you need to know. I wish I did. The next one is, I want to send you videos of myself coming to you and want to know what angle you prefer to see dicks coming. I can only record with my phone in hand and don't want to show my face. How much is too much when it comes to submissions from one person? I accept basically every angle. I think the funnest angle is if it's a point of view. So if I was like on my knees, so if you just put the camera on top of a table or something, that's usually like the best way to do it. So I just see your hips and your cock. But any angle really works. Only send stuff if you're comfortable doing it. And we're adults here. I promise I'm never gonna post it anywhere. And there's no way to identify who sends what anyway. But there's never too much. I may not be able to respond to all of it, unfortunately, but it's always nice to get stuff like that. I think it's just very hot. I'm incredibly selfish and I just like receiving things, but I don't like giving, so if you're okay with that, then that's totally fine. Next question, what are some of your fictional crushes? I can't really think of any off the top of my head because I don't get crushes on popular characters. At least characters that people would know. But I can't really think of any off the top of my head. Would you ever record a actual sexy time session with one of your fellow content creators? I probably would not at the moment. Just because, like I said before, the world is a bit scary. You know, I'm not sure who's out there. But I feel comfortable doing stuff by myself, and it's probably gonna stay like that for a while. How old is too old for you? Probably actual senior. Maybe over 60 years old is gonna be too old for me. I like older men. I like older women, and so I would prefer them to be older. And I think that age difference is very good between adults. Between adults, of course. Well, I can't think of a hard upper limit, but I guess to give you a good idea, I refuse to date people younger than me. Just as a rule of thumb. I just think it's so strange if I date people younger than me. I'm very traditionalist when it comes to gender roles. But yeah, that's totally fine. Thoughts on NTR? I'm not a big fan of NTR personally. I can do it totally fine, and I can do it for someone else, but it's not something that I would look for on my own, especially if I'm gonna have some time alone. If I'm gonna go look for something, it's not gonna be NTR. I usually avoid it. When was the first time you enjoyed sex? The first time I had it, I think. That's what you're looking for. What are some kinks you discovered about yourself from your time on GWA? I was not huge into degradation, but after recording a lot of that, I think it is pretty good. it still has to be done really specifically for me to actually enjoy it. But being degraded is very good. And I like being called mean names. I like being thought of as just a step below human, just that kind of stuff. Free use, definitely. And I think I've had it before, like before GWA, but definitely more fear play, more yandere stuff. Yeah, I got even more darker than before I joined GWA. That's just the conclusion. This is my safe place to explore that kind of stuff, because I would almost never do any of that in real life, but here in Fantasyland and audios, it's something that I can explore safely in my mind. What do you like most about your body? I really like my legs. I also really like my hair. I think my hair is very soft and silky and smooth, and I think it's very nice to run my fingers across, and I think my legs look awesome. I have pretty long legs, and I really like showing them off. So yeah, my legs and my hair. What was your favorite audio to record? It's always tough to answer. I can't answer that. It's too unfair, because, let's say I like recording script fills more than improv. I'm not very good with improv. I don't like, presenting too much of myself, ironically. So, I like script fills. I can pretend to be someone who's even lewder than I am, so I like doing script fills. So, that's a good hint for you. What was your favorite piece of feedback, or... Let me try again. What was your favorite piece of feedback or response from a listener? Gosh, there's so many. I don't think you guys realize there's so much feedback and response, and I love every single bit of it. I cannot choose just one, but I think a notable one is definitely going to be the very amazing anonymous person who wrote a lot of fantasies in my anonymous inbox. Wrote a whole story for me to read, and I just kept going back and rereading over that story so many times, and I get hot thinking about it because it's just a really good story. So stuff like that is really good, mostly because I'm just in awe of some of the creative scenarios that you guys can think up of. And God, I need to I'm trying to wrap it up. But those are good. I have another favorite kind of feedback, but it's always the feedback responses of what you guys would want to do to me. Especially when it's rough, especially when it's mean. I really, really, really like being used. So you guys who just write in me how you would use me or how you would treat me if I was a slave, that stuff's really good. Okay. Last one is, how many orgasms do you have on a daily basis? And as many as I want. And that's usually at least once a day. I try to do at least once a day, just because I think it's nice. But there are some days that I purposely don't have an orgasm so that I can have a more intense one later. Jeez, I'm sorry. I like to think of it as long-term edgy. And speaking of, I haven't touched myself for nearly 2 weeks. And it was really hard. So, I'm gonna record the second half of this AMA, and I'm gonna be touching myself while doing that. So, I will be back. Thank you so much for listening to this first half. That does mean a lot. And, you should let me know what was interesting. If you learned something new, if I should do more AMAs. I kind of like talking about stuff that you guys send in, and it's pretty nice. I'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye.